certainly an issue that someone has got to get to grips with, because you're quite correct. For a number of occasions and a number of councillors, we've raised the issue of coastal erosion and council response, and we've talked particularly in relation to this with Ballylippin in mind, and also Lag in particular in the North Inishowen area. And also we're aware of communication received from concerned parties that the traditional walk that is there along the beach in Ballylippin and the entrance and exit, that there's a lot of issues relating to coastal erosion and no one seems to be up to addressing them. There have been University of Ulster reports, studies and periods of up to 5 years where monitoring was occurring. Publication followed of reports, but we don't seem to be able to flesh out with those that organised, requested the study to ensure that there is actions in relation to coastal protection.
What's the next step?
The next step is us pursuing from council an early response, and also that we meet with the concerned parties, and at this occasion, let's say, it would be the Ballylippin, the Golf Club and the business concerns, and we listen to them, and then we get council to respond ASAP.
Is there a real risk that if these issues aren't resolved and council and other agencies don't sort out for once and for all whose responsibility this is to take action, that we will actually see parts of our coastline and possibly buildings and facilities lost because of inaction?
Yes, and I know in the past we've heard of hard and soft responses in relation to actions and works that can be conducted. But all we're asking for is a good chin wag with those who have had the study, called the study, those who have served up these reports, and the council to say, how can we, by working together, play a part? We often hear that these are cyclical happenings. If that be so, can we do anything at all? But if there are soft or hard options, let's explore them together.